Oh, hello. Sorry, I've got in front of me His Worship, the Mayor of Reigate and Banstead, Councillor David Powell. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Now, you're here for a reason, because I'm just trying to sum things up there. I mean, we don't want people crying. We don't want people moking around. We want people cheerful, happy, perhaps doing a bit of crazy things. But you're doing a very crazy daredevil thing for charity. Tell us more.
Well, on the 24th of August, which is just a few weeks away, I'm going to make a new world record. I already am hold the world record of skydive, the oldest person in the world to tandem skydive from 30,000 feet during daylight hours in 2014, when I was 78 years of age. The previous record holder was a mere 70, a guy from Essex. So I easily smashed his world record. On the 21st of August, I'm going to skydive from 30,000 feet again at night. I shall have lights on my body. And the 21st of August is a full moon, so we'll be able to see where we're going anyway. And I should be falling at 300 miles an hour, which is, you get some violent vibrations at that speed, which first time round was pretty awful. But you have to concentrate. You're free falling for more than 2 minutes, and you're battling to stop your arms being torn off your shoulders by that speed of your fall. So you're concentrating all the time on keeping your arms out front.
Now, to jump out of an aircraft at 30,000 feet, oxygen cylinders as well?
Yeah, I've got two oxygen, steel oxygen cylinders, very heavy, strapped to my tummy, connected to a demarm valve, which connects to oxygen face mask, pilot's helmet. When I get on the aircraft, I connect my pipework to an auxiliary oxygen supply in the aircraft. But when I get up to 29,000 feet with a few hand signals, which indicate that I have to disconnect from the on-plane source and switch on my demarm valve, and then a few hand signals that breathing's okay, and then shuffling to the door. It's a very small aircraft. It can only take two people doing the jump at the same time, two tandem pairs. So when they tell you to stand on the front of the door, but because the aircraft is so small, it slopes away from your body's outside the plane, which is an odd feeling. The first time I did it, I looked on the horizon. I could see the curve of the planet. It was an amazing experience. And then you just get the word to jump, and you jump. You always seem to do a backward somersault until you get balanced out and you're laying horizontal. And then it's a halo jump, high altitude, low opening. It's that's practiced by special forces. What makes it a bit special is that there is only one person in the world that has the license to lay this on for civilians. He's an ex-Green Beret Special Forces Major, Kevin Holbrook. He has a web page. Anybody interested in tracking his experience, and amazing guy. I have to go through a day's training and assessment. The first thing they say to you is, you've paid, but you may not do it, in which case you get your money back, because if they're not satisfied, you're bodily and mentally up for this, they send you home with your money back. But the good thing about this is that I've got another comrade from my British Legion branch named Paul Peters. He's 73 years old. He'll be the second oldest person to do it. And he came and talked to me the other day and said, tell me all about it. He says, I'm interested in this. So he said, I've got to get Lynn's permission, my wife. He rang me that night. He said, I'm up for it. I said, you're thinking crazy doing this. Not forgetting that I might be a bit crazy myself. Anyway, we're both doing it. We're both off to Memphis. Only place that Kevin organises this. I'm raising money for the Royal British Legion. Anybody would like to sponsor us, please send a cheque made out to the Royal British Legion, to the Mayor of Reigate and Banstead. You'll get the address if you Google it. Please be generous. We need to raise money for this fantastic organisation. They give £1 million a week to their charity deserving £1 million a week. So we need to keep raising money for them.
Absolutely. Suzy Radio here. We supported the Royal British Legion a few weeks ago with one of their first events with the Nutfield branch, which was brilliant.
Well done.
And they did so well. It was phenomenal. But it's so good to hear you doing something like this for your own branch.
Yeah.
They're a brilliant organisation.
Oh, they are. They are. Last year, I abseiled off the British Legion when they launched the poppy to raise a bit of money. I was the oldest bloke to do that. 3 days after I get back, and I'm going to give the YMCA in Red Hill a plug. They're a great organisation too. 3 days after I get back, I'm abseiling off the Portsmouth Spinnaker Tower for the YMCA.
Fantastic.
So, get in there, guys, and support your YMCA, please.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, you think mayors and councillors are sort of beyond everybody else. No. Let me introduce Councillor David Powell, who's the mayor of Reigate and Banstead. Just phenomenal. And I wish you the very best of success with this jump, David. It's just wow. Just first of all, before I go, and I'll be a little cheeky now, please tell everybody at home how old you will be next week.
I should be coming up for 81.
There you go. That is
not very old.
Amazing.
When you want to do things, you've got to get going.
That is fantastic. Councillor David Powell, thank you very much for coming in and spending a few minutes just telling us about this. And just repeat that address once again so people know where to send donations.
Send a cheque made out to the Royal British Legion to the Mayor of Reigate and Banstead Borough Council. You'll get the address off your computer. Google the web page and send it to me. Mayor David Powell, Reigate and Banstead Borough Council. Get the address off the web page. Thank you so much. I'm really excited.
And before I go, and before you go, let me just ask you one more question. How did yesterday's barbecue go?
Brilliant. We raised £1,800 for the Royal British Legion. And sitting next to me here right now in your studio is Caroline Durance, who's my mayoress. She organised it. She did a fantastic job. She is the most supportive mayoress in the world. I love her to bits.
That is absolutely fantastic, and I don't do this for everybody. Have a round of applause. Your Worship, the Mayor of Reigate and Banstead, Councillor David Powell, you're phenomenal, sir. Thank you very much for joining us here on Suzy Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.
Bye.